Tom Sawyer is here on a busy day in Grand Forks. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening here, and then we're going to meet some guests that are in town today for some special announcements. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
So it seems as though so much is happening so fast with the Grand Sky and obviously what the Air Force Base is doing, Space Force, SDA, the University of North Dakota, a lot of players here. Is it going to the next level?
It's absolutely going to the next level. I think we're skipping two levels ahead right now. So much is going on, particularly around counter UAS. A lot of concerns about bad actors using drones, bad actors, how they might use drones, and how we're going to defend ourselves. And the Air Force has really taken a huge step forward in leadership in that area. And Grand Forks is one of the places where they're going to make that happen.
Explain what counter drones is.
So counter drones. So we fly drones for good things. We collect information. We carry things from place to place. We're going to do that this summer. We're going to be carrying drones. We're going to carry 50-pound payloads of cargo back and forth to Cavalier Space Force Station. That's all great, beneficial use of drones. But sometimes bad people get a hold of drones, and they want to do bad things with them, whether it's to disrupt or harm or just cause chaos or fear. And so we want to counter that capability. We want to counter the bad guys' use of drones. So we call it counter UAS. And so we're trying to stop what they're doing by means of detecting, identifying, and then tracking those drones, and then ultimately figuring out how to take them down.
How big of an enterprise is that? It sounds like that's massive, just given the sheer number of threats out there. Is this a military problem, a private sector problem, and how big is it?
It is everybody's problem that's in the UAS space. The military has really gravitated towards it. In the recent NDAA authorization, National Defense Authorization, I think there was over $45 billion allocated towards counter-drone by itself across the various services and things. And so it's a massive number. It's a massive need, and the military has stepped in. The commercial side, we have to look at that for the Super Bowl. There was a no-fly zone around the Super Bowl, around the stadium. You were not allowed to fly any drones whatsoever. We're going to have the World Cup soccer. The Olympics are paying a lot of attention to this right now. You see the drones actually in the Olympic coverage. Well, there's a whole coordination to make sure those are the right drones that are supposed to be flown by the TV networks and not by somebody else trying to cause a problem.
And, of course, that's a good example of a high security event, but I would imagine you talk about China, you talk about other threats. I mean, every bad actor out there is going to exploit some weakness here, and sounds like we're not in the best position right now to know who's good, who's bad.
We're not. We can be a lot better. There's all those drones in New Jersey, the drone sightings in New Jersey last summer. The Air Force has been dealing with drone incursions over Air Force bases. All the military services have, and they're all trying to say, well, how are we going to fix this? We have spent so much of our time and effort as a military on downrange. And so when our troops are in harm's way, how do we protect them? And that's the right thing for them to do. But also we have to protect the homeland, and we have to protect our critical infrastructure here. Drones are becoming ubiquitous. The Ukrainians and the Russians are coming up with new tactics every other week. So state of the art changes every 8 or 9 days. And so, you know, watching that and what's going on in that war theater and how that's informing what our defense needs to be is starting to tie in a lot better.
You mentioned the situation with Ukraine and Russia. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Ukraine has been quite successful in taking out hard assets of Russia. And it's not a big secret where our assets are in many cases. Have we been awakened just from that situation alone?
Absolutely. There was a big giant attack that the Ukrainians sponsored on the Russians called Spiderweb, where they drove an 18-wheeler deep into a different area and popped open the top, and a whole bunch of drones came out and just utterly destroyed a bunch of fighter jets and strategic bombers. The Russians had billions upon billions of dollars in damage for tens of thousands of dollars worth of drones. A lot of planning, super secret, but that really opened everybody's eyes up. Like, this is what the threat is. This is what can happen here. And so we have a lot of military bases that have had a lot of growth around them. There's highways that go right by military bases. You could pop open a truck and a bunch of drones can fly out and cripple a base in not too much time. Certainly create a tremendous amount of chaos and fear, which sometimes is an even more effective weapon than physical destruction.
Yeah, pretty. Think about all the things that need to be thought of. And that's, again, that conversation with you and your partners here at Grand Sky is what they're working on every day, right?
That is what we're starting to work on every day. So you said earlier in the interview about going to the next level. This is what this next level is. We're envisioning how we're going to be able to set up a counter UAS center of excellence that the country can lean towards and look at as a national example. And how do we bring all those resources together? The state of North Dakota has made incredible investments in the UAS space, and now it's time to take it to the next level. All the tools and resources that have been built out now need to get applied to this new mission.
We're going to talk with Senator Hovind later today. He has a press conference here, and that interview will air tomorrow on the program. But this vision goes back a long time, doesn't it?
It does. We're at year 11 for Grand Sky, but, you know, the acceleration is really starting to happen. Companies, I think some companies that you're going to be talking to today, Q Station, a partner from Albuquerque, New Mexico, they're going to start working with us. A company called AV, AeroVironment, they're here in town. They're making millions of dollars of investments in the community here to bring tools and techniques and resources so that we can detect drones, all new radars and sensors and things like that, that we're going to be able to see these drones much more easily, that the air traffic radars that we have here in the state, perfectly great radars if you want to fly commercial planes and for UND, but they're really bad at detecting very small drones. That's not what they were built for. We need the stuff that can detect the little tiny things.
Now, think about all this innovation happening right here in the great state of North Dakota, in this case in Grand Forks at Grand Sky, and a lot of pieces to that, that's for sure.